Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in as we are live here back. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the holiday back here. On the drive, the gang is all back. Clint Sterner's in the building. If you're looking at us on YouTube and Twitch, you can see the electric Tyler Milner as he's producing this thing and Harlem shaking here. Didn't know you had that in your bag, but you learn new things all the time.
I was looking down. Let me see again.
Got to keep you on your toes.
I was looking down. Whoa, hey.
Electric.
There it is. Electric. And your guy Ron,
the dip with it was nice too,
is in the building. A guy out there keeping at your heart here, Clint. Keep doing this thing. Sources say, according to Adam Schefter, Texans are signing backup quarterback Davis Mills to a 1-year fully guaranteed $7 million contract extension. Mills is now tied with the Texans through 2026. So that is the latest there. It's Davis Mills. Davis will get 15 good years out of this if he wants it. I mean, it is there.
Hey,
right
don't,
there.
It don't he's get much enough. Better, man. He's backing up a young quarterback that, knock on wood, stays healthy the majority of the time. Shoot. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Best job in America.
Yeah, so, good for him as he is there with the Texans through 2026. So, congratulations to him. Some other news here, and this is short but sweet, coming from the head coach of your Houston Texans. We looked at the roster, the initial 53, when it came out and wondered, they cut a lot of guys in the secondary. They've got the Jimmy Ward situation. They've got the potential injury situation with Gardner Johnson. They let a lot of guys go, and they looked a little light back there. Well, here is D'Amico Ryans commenting on the Gardner Johnson situation.
Yeah, CJ is doing really well, progressing fine. We expect him to be ready for week one.
All right, you heard it there. He's expected to be ready and in the lineup for week one. Clint, CJ Gardner Johnson, he was, I would say, between him or Christian Kirk, the number one addition to this team in the offseason. And this is a big thing for D'Amico and this offense, or I mean, certainly this defense, that Gardner Johnson not only was able to get through that injury scare, in which we initially thought may be a long-term deal, to now he is going to be there week one.
Yeah, I think it's huge, Ron. I think when you look at this team, we've mentioned it several times today and many times over the last couple of months, this is going to be a defensive-driven team. They need all their pieces. They need all their pieces. Every piece that got them to where they were last year with 10 wins, second round of the playoffs, one of the better defenses in the league. All of the pieces that they signed this year to come in and be difference makers, starting with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, as well as E.J. Speed at the linebacker position, Sheldon Rankins at the interior defensive line position. You know, that there's some guys that they drafted I think are going to end up getting some run. The new faces, they need all these guys healthy because this is going to be a defensive-driven football team. And I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a critical piece. If you look at it tangibly and intangibly. Intangibly, he's a vocal leader. He brings the juice. He's a guy that you know, he forces guys around him to raise their level of play to his, to raise their level of intensity to his. And he's got that ability to do that, you know, authentically. And so intangibly, he's super important. And then you look at the tangible side of things. He's just able to do a lot on the football field. You want him to play safety? Cool. You want him to play nickel defender? Cool. You want to rush the passer? He can do that. You want him to man up on a tight end? He's going to give you a good shot there. So he's got the ability, one of those kind of hybrid nickel defender safety type of players that allows you to do some different exotic coverage. You put him on one side and Jalen Petrie on the other side, or him on one side and Kamari Lassiter on the other side, Ron. Now you've got the ability to roll eat your safeties either way. You can play all kind of coverages, and you know who wins in that deal? Kalen Bullock. Kalen Bullock now can disguise and run and cover and do the things that he does at a high rate. So, look, I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson being healthy and ready for week one, it's a godsend given
what we thought.
The reports that came out of there when he first hurt his leg. It's big to have him back, big to have him. If D'Amico, of all people, feels comfortable enough on a Monday to say C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to be there for week one, then you got to feel good about it, man. This is a big play here for the Texans,
no doubt. And again, Clint, when the injury happened and we thought they were going to be staring at M.J. Stewart and have to do some things around, we didn't say, like, all right, this is an injury that is going to change everything that they want to do over there, but it just kind of takes away some of the exotic luxury things that they could do. And Clint, really against teams like this is when you really want to have everything at your disposal. Like, they'll be all right against the Titans. They'll be all right. They'll be all right against, you know, probably the Colts, some of these other teams. But when you start going against play callers like McVay and the weapons that they have with Stafford as a quarterback, you know, a guy who put on 40-plus against the Bills, who put up, you know, high-scoring games in his career for this team. You want to have everything that you can do to confuse people and to have the best guys you have out there. So especially for these type games, it's big to have the full group out there, the full talent out there to be able to go against these type teams.
Absolutely, man. You want to have the entire playbook at your fingertips, and you want to have guys that can go out there and execute it. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a veteran that when it comes to the playbook and being able to have it wide open and execute it all and be responsible enough to communicate it all and ultimately execute it cleanly without any bust, C.J. Gardner-Johnson gives you the best chance to do that. So him being healthy, again, it's just a weapon in D'Amico Ryan's toolbox, if you will. I mean, there is, whether you're talking about game planning, if you're talking about specifically game planning for an offense or specifically for a player, or you're talking about an adjustment at halftime in the locker room, having all of his pieces, having everything at his fingertips, D'Amico that is, it's absolutely paramount. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I would say, is one of your top two or three guys, not on the defense, because you got Derek Stingley Jr., you got Danielle Hunter, you got Will Anderson, you've got some different animals out there in terms of importance. But when it comes to being multiple, being hybrid, the ability to adjust, the ability to be exotic, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a big part of that.
No, he is. He is. And like you said, boy, whoo, thought that cat was going to be going for the year.
Mm.
And he is.
Living right.
Yeah.
Living right, baby.
They are. All right, it is game week. And I'll be honest, fellas, I am super excited. I know there's, you know, some teams like, you know, like the Broncos, they're starting at home against the Titans, right? I know there's some teams like, hey, baby, let's get an easy dub. let's get in here and get a game where we can handle the opponent. But what I am really intrigued about is, yes, it's early and you know, whatever happens in the game, Clint won't be a sign of what it is to come. You wouldn't think, like, it's not a death nail. There's 16 more games left. But Clint, I think we are going to learn a lot about the things, at least early where they are right now. We're going to learn a lot about the things that we have either questioned or really had thoughts about moving into the season. We talked about it earlier in the show. We're going to learn about the biggest questions on this offense, the play caller and the offensive line, because the Rams present a real challenge in both of those spots. And coming out of this game, you know, if they were playing, you know, the Saints or something like that, all right, you know, who knows, right? But now we're really going to know a lot of where they are right now and how far they've got to go when you look at those two spots, because the Rams D-line pressure and from, you know, a standpoint of, you know, a new coach going up against a formidable defense, we're going to learn a lot about those two things.
Yeah, look, there is no
wait to see.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful, man. I'll be honest with you. I think it's a good, because, you know, we talked a little bit about Arch Manning earlier. Like, I don't know that I want to come out of the chutes and play the best the league has to offer. Like if I'm Matthew Stafford in that offensive line, I don't know that I want to come out of the chutes and face Will Anderson off one end and Neil Hunter off the other. But I also don't, to your point, don't want to face a pushover. I think this is going to be a really good test for the Texans. I think it's a test that, Ron, it's I don't think they're going to be overwhelmed, right? I guess the overwhelming factor, I think, is a little bit lower than if there were some other fronts up there. And I'm not knocking Verse and all these guys. They're really good. Don't get me wrong. They're a really good front. But there's no Chris Jones over there. There's no Myles Garrett over there. You know, there's no T.J. Watt over there. There's no Micah Parsons over there. You know, it's there's some really, really good players that are going to be a really, really good challenge, that if the Texans are as good offensively as or at least as confident as D'Amico is in them, then we should be okay. So it's going to be a really good challenge.
Yeah, it's a good enough challenge to where you'll know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll know where they are right now. Yeah. Again, not that it's going to be an end-all, be-all of what they are. It's just a good gauge. Because right now, we said it earlier, Clint Tyler, I really don't have a great gauge and idea of what we're going to see from the offensive line and the coordinator coming up. Like, we've seen some preseason stuff. I don't know, but obviously, you know, the opponent wasn't going like they would go. And hell, I don't think Nick Haley was going like he would go. Only I feel like we learned that they're going to be committed to running the football, it seems, by what they've said and what they've shown. But still, you just don't have a real understanding of what it's going to be, right? And again, like I said, the first game doesn't mean anything. Hell, last year, I thought this team's offensive line, for what they did in that first game against the Colts, were going to be much improved. They ran it, threw it, whatever. And then obviously that went to hell in the handbasket very quickly. No. So it doesn't mean that it's the end all be all, but that is space. And then I think on the other side of the ball that I'm excited about is, we believe this defense is going to be I think we've said at worst, to me, it feels like a floor of a top 10 defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like the floor of
if
nine.
If this isn't the top 10 defense in the league this year, Ron, we're going, as Texans fans, I think we're going to be sad.
Or somebody's been injured. Year. Sad. There's been injuries. If it to keep.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
People, but we feel like it's probably more of a top five defense and has a chance to be the best defense in football. And they're going up against a pretty good offense and a pretty good offensive play caller, to where I do think we get in here, we know a lot more about what the defense brings to the table just because we've seen them the last few years. But if they go up there and they're able to handcuff the Rams like we've seen them do in practice, and we see that, then it's like, oh, hold up now. This thing could be really – really crazy of how good this defense can be.
That's a good point. The matchup on both sides of the football is a really good matchup. It's going to be very telling, but I think it's fair for all of us Texans fans to have high expectations. Like, I expect our offensive line to have a pretty damn good day against this defensive line. I expect our defense to have a pretty damn good day, be able to cover some really good wide receivers, and be able to knock the hell out of a quarterback that's hurting. Like, I expect that I think that's fair to expect. Now, if that D-line goes out there and doesn't get home as much as we've been watching them get home over here at practice.
Yeah, or we see that Davante Adams or Puka is taking advantage of
the
non-stingly covered guys. Yeah. Then we'll see, like, okay, all right, there's some things. But they come out here and they hold them jokers down to 10 or something like that.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.